You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 429. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, we appreciate it very, very much.
We really do. Now, for most of you drone pilots, you're going out and you're flying a lot. And a lot of the footage you probably never end up using, right?
Yeah, I mean, just imagine you could potentially have a ton of value locked up in all these files that you have.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I call my SD card case the gold. So
absolutely.
I think there's a lot of value to be had. So what do you do with all that extra footage?
Well, and it's something that we get a lot of questions about, actually, is I've got this footage. Some people are kind of ahead of the curve, and so they're asking the right questions, and so they've reached out to us and said, do you know of any ideas or any places where I can sell my footage? And I think you're going to like today's podcast because it's going to answer that question.
So the question is, how can you sell your footage on a stock website, or what's the best stock website to use? The answer may surprise you, but that's why we brought Joel Holland on the show. Who is he? Well, he's the owner of VideoBlocks. You know him, Rob?
Yeah, I know. I've heard about him, and I didn't get to be a part of the interview, but he seems like a fantastic guy. I know you enjoyed the interview, and I do know the story because I've heard him on some other podcasts, and it's a great story. Not only does he have a great product here in terms of a way that you guys can benefit from the footage that you have, but he's a great businessman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's built this from literally nothing. And I think that's really cool. I think you're going to really enjoy this interview.
Definitely. So let's go right into the interview. Hey guys, welcome back to the show here at Ask Drone You. Super happy to have Joel Holland here from VideoBlocks, which is really an awesome service, and it's going to be really impactful and useful for you guys. But first off, let's hear from Joel. Let's hear his story. How did VideoBlocks get started? Why is it important, and why would you want to use it? Joel, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I hear you're in Vail right now, loving Colorado, originally from Virginia. Why Colorado?
So I grew up in Virginia in the D.C. area, and went to school in Boston, spent some time in New York, did L.A. for a second. But I've always had this call to the mountains, because when I think about one of the reasons I started VideoBlocks, it was to be able to travel and shoot footage. And when I'm happiest, it's when I'm on the road, in my RV with all my camera gear, and I'm just shooting. And typically it's nature. I love being out in nature. And so of all the places I've ever gone, Colorado is my favorite. And you just got such variety, right? From like beautiful aspens to lakes to the Rocky Mountains with their sharp shapes. And it's just incredible to shoot. So I figured, you know, this is a time of life where if I was going to take a year and go do something very different, I should do it now. And Vail, I'm a huge skier. And so I figured, why not live where I can wake up and hit the slopes every single day?
I could not agree with you more, my friend. I mean, that's what, you know, whatever you're trying to do, internet marketing or, you know, living the drone life or creating video blogs, it's all about, you know, just being out in nature. It's about experiencing the world that we live in, you know, and I feel that so many, you know, corporate jobs, this 9-to-5, just like suck you into this room, this cubicle, and like slowly your soul evaporates into the cubicle, you know?
Yep.
So right there with you, man, right there with you.
Well, dude, and so kind of a perfect transition. One of the reasons I started VideoBlocks was to help creative enthusiasts and professionals make money outside of a cubicle. Because what I was seeing, so I started the company years ago when I was an independent filmmaker, and I just didn't want to do the 9-to-5, right? I wanted to make money creatively. And I saw that more and more people were doing that. There were more people like us who were shooters, who were editors, who wanted to like quit their consulting job and make money working from home and traveling and whatever it is. And so when I started looking at the whole landscape for getting stock footage as an editor back in the day, I just couldn't afford it, right? Like I had no budget. And so to get a helicopter shot, all I wanted was a sweet shot of the Hollywood sign from helicopter. And it was going to be like 10 grand. And I was like, come on now. Like, I can't afford that. I know that other people like me can't afford that. why isn't there a company that provides high quality but inexpensive stock video for the mass creative class? And so that was the, you know, that was the concept. And I took a year off between high school and college, bought my first camera was a Canon GL2, got a sweet little Manfrotto tripod, started traveling around the country, shooting and selling. And I was selling on, I was hawking it on eBay, trying to figure out what to call it. Eventually realized that there were other editors like me, wedding videographers and, you know, eventually YouTubers, basically people who wanted to create great things and couldn't afford Getty and these other guys. Now what I eventually realized was even more exciting was you can make a bunch of money selling stock video, right? So I started it out of a need, but I then became a shooter and I was the first, you know, all of our original content I shot back in the day. Today we have 2.5 million clips on Video Blocks, and they come from about 7,000 or 8,000 contributors. But what's amazing is I think we're going to pay out $6 million this year to contributors.
Wow.
Yeah, and some of our top guys are making six figures just off of Video Blocks.
Really?
Right? Dude, no joke. So we've got guys who are making over $100,000 a year just off Video Blocks, but they're also selling on Shutterstock, Pond5, Getty. I mean, we encourage you to sell everywhere you can because I think it's really cool when I hear from shooters who say, man, I can now make a living outside of the cubicle doing what I love doing.
I think that's awesome. So what would you say? So Video Blocks provides stock footage to people of many different things. You said, you know, you have 2.5 million clips on there, but you can also make great money. What would you say is like the average that someone makes, and what type of footage would be some of the most valuable or some of the most needed footage? And do you, I mean, I'm on your site right now. When you become a contributor, are you saying, hey, you know, we need stuff like this, we need stuff like that? How does it all work?
Totally, totally. So what I usually tell people is come to us, you know, go to contribute.videoblocks.com and sign up. It's totally free and it's always free for contributors. We don't charge a dime to contributors. And what's kind of unique with us, well, not even, it's very unique, because we're a membership company and we make all of our money from our membership dues, we pay contributors 100% of every sale.
Wow.
So let's say it's amazing. So let's say that you know, live in Colorado and you shoot some great stuff on a drone. You go to contribute.videoblocks.com, you sign up. Within a day, you can be uploading clips, tag them, put some keywords on them and descriptions. And as soon as they sell, you get $49 if a person buys it in HD and $199 if they buy it in 4K.
Wow.
And then every month we pay out, just pay it all out. So it's tough to answer the question on like what the average person makes, because again, we have some people who are making like six figures and some who are making only a couple hundred bucks, but it's all dependent on your content, obviously. And so to your other question, typically we say bring whatever you have in the archive, right? Whatever you've got sitting on the shelves on your computer, start there, you know, upload it. And then we send out, each month we send out insights about what our customers are searching for. So we'll actually say, here's the most searched terms. Here's the kind of content that's very popular. So aerial footage right now is very popular, which is why I think this is a very timely interview. Drone content is sick and it accomplishes what used to require, $100,000 helicopter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you can get these sweeping aerial shots that look like you shot this professionally with an Ari out of a helicopter.
Yeah. I got to say too, I was just working on the World Series of Surfing. That's what I just came back from literally yesterday.
Cool.
And Rob, he's a huge photographer. I do video. He does photos. And he's like, Paul, I just got back from the islands. And I was out in Nassau 2 weeks ago myself filming. And I'm sitting here. I literally just signed up on your site in the time that you explained how to sign up. And it's like drag and drop, like Dropbox. So if you guys are out there, it's super easy to use. I literally just did it while he was on the show. But going back to it, Rob was on a helicopter not long ago, and I mean, they had like a catastrophic accident, and he's like, I will not do helicopters anymore. He's like, it pays well, don't get me wrong, but my life is not worth $5,000. So like, you know, people are moving to drones. I think that, you know, you have to obviously have the quality, like you say, you know, good quality, you're going to make more money. And with drones, I feel like, you know, you guys who are listening, you've got to focus on that buttery smooth footage. It's, you've got to have those nice reveals up, you know, those tilting lower reveals down. Like, be creative, have fun with it, give people footage that they can play with, but also have nice, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Joel, have nice just 10, 20 second clips of just the same thing, right?
That's it. That's it. Exactly. I think probably like a 15 to 30 second clip is perfect. If you can shoot in 4K, do it. I always encourage people, always shoot in the highest quality you can. If you upload in 4K, we'll automatically create an HD version as well, so that customers can choose. But you know, fast forward a couple of years, 4K is going to be everything.
Yeah.
And so the sooner you can start shooting.
I don't think it's going to be a couple of years. I think it's going to be like next year, because at NAB this year, it was already about 8K and you're already seeing 4K TVs. I feel like it's coming on a lot faster than HD came on.
I think you're right. No, I think you're absolutely right. And I hope that within the next year, it's totally mainstream. But you know what's amazing to me? So I've been shooting with drones since the first Phantom came out. And, you know, man, that first, it's shooting the drones are the best. I'll also admit that I've crashed a couple.
Fair enough.
I had a little incident last week. but man, those first ones, like, the quality kind of sucked. Like, it was jittery. You got the shakes. It was hard. Right. So they came out with a gimbal. And all of a sudden with a gimbal, it was like, wow, this is not bad. And then the Phantom 4 came out, and it has just changed. I mean, holy moly, man.
Oh, man.
I shoot with a 4 now, and it's buttery smooth. Buttery smooth 4K.
I would love to have you come down to the field and show you what you can do with an Inspire, because it's a whole new level. So.
Dude, so we should maybe offline about that, because I was wondering, you know, why shoot with an Inspire when the 4 can do, you know,
I'll tell you one reason right now that it's worth the money difference. One reason
speed?
Right now. No. So when you control the drone, you have an application. And if you tap on the application, you'll get a blue circle. Now, you can do this with the Phantom 4, but you can only tilt up and down on the Phantom 4. With the Inspire 1, the gimbal is completely isolated from the drone itself, so you can do full 360 movement. So you can literally tap on the screen and move your finger down and left, up and right, whatever direction you want to go, and the camera is just going to slowly move exactly how you want. And you know, the legs come up on the Inspire. So I mean, literally, if you want to do a 360 degree reveal where you're going down, showing a concert, and you're flying past the concert, and then you finish by tilting up to reveal the sunset, all of that in one smooth movement, and all it takes is your finger.
See that? All right, so that's cool. I'm sold, because honestly, the way you can try to accomplish that with a 4, but what you have, because the camera's connected, you've got to be flying forward and then start flying a little bit, you know, turning left and then fly backwards all at the same time.
Yeah,
you've got to actually change the drone, and it always catches a little bit of wind, and it doesn't, it just isn't smooth.
Yep.
So I get that.
Oh, I know, dude. I totally get it. Like, the Inspire too, is just the weight of it. It's just so much more stable in the air. It's unbelievable. I love the Phantom 4. I actually think the photos out of the Phantom 4 are much better than the Inspire 1. So I don't know if you're a big photographer or not. Anyway, we don't need to go down. Let's talk about video blocks. We're going down a rabbit hole here.
I like this rabbit hole though. Wait, one last rabbit hole item. So last week I was watching Drone Racing League, right? Is now on ESPN, and it looks sick, right? 80 miles an hour, they're flying these things. These pilots are insane. And it's all first person view. So I just bought, it just came today, my Fat Shark Dominator V3 goggles.
Nice.
And the adapter for the Phantom 4 so I can do heads-up display. And I haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty pumped to see what that looks like.
It's a lot of fun. One of our other instructors, Sean Taylor, he actually is on DRL. You probably watched him fly. He's called Night Fury. I don't know.
Yes, totally.
He's here at Drone U. And then Vic Moss, he's one of our other instructors. He uses those goggles and goes to Mexico, like on mission trips and whatnot. And he lets the kids wear goggles while he's flying around. And I mean, you should see the look on these kids' faces. They are just fascinated by what you can see from the sky, and it's so awesome to share that experience with someone who probably wouldn't have that opportunity otherwise.
That's cool, man. All right, that's cool. All right, now we can go back to video blocks. But I think drones are pretty sweet. So
They're a lot of fun. It's a way, Trent Sigurd, he works for Unique. He says, you know, drones are really a medium for connecting people. And I think that that's a great way to say it. It's a great way to, you know, meet someone, fly with them, and create a new friend, because flying is something we all kind of innately love once you get to experience it, right?
Totally. So, yeah, totally.
So, all right, tell me, how did you start Video Blocks? And before we go into it again, let's just give everyone a quick summary. Again, Video Blocks, because it's not only Video Blocks, it's Audio Blocks, but you're able to download any footage you want for one fixed fee. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. So on videoblocks.com, we have what we call the unlimited library, which is probably about 200,000 shots. A lot of them, we actually used helicopters to do things like the New York City skyline, right, in 4K, Boston, Miami. So it's really high quality, 15 to 30 second clips that a video editor can download and drop right into a project, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a YouTube project, a television show, we have Paramount Studios as a customer, and wow. There's no restrictions. Yeah, no restrictions. So we have 150,000 paying customers, all different walks of life, which I think is super cool. And basically, as long as you're paying $149 a year, you get unlimited download access to all the content, and you can use it any way you want. No additional fees.
Wow. Wow.
And then for Audio Blocks, same thing. It's about 200,000 songs and sound effects. So if you're looking for a way to kind of punch up your video, right? If you got a sweet aerial video and you want to add a little music to it, you can't really just drop a Beyonce song on there. Because there's
a lot of people learn that the hard way, though.
Yeah, totally, totally. You know, and so your video gets pulled down, or they take your monetization. But with all of our music and Audio Blocks, it's free and clear to use. So you can put it on your video, put it on YouTube, and get, you know, make your money on YouTube. Nobody takes your stuff.
Now, is there a way to kind of listen to the music or see some of the footage before you buy it?
Totally. Yeah, 100%. So with Video Blocks, you know, you can jump on the site right now, search for, you know, we've got open search, or you can go by category. We actually hired a doctor of search, a guy with a PhD.
Wow.
And yeah, it's incredible. So he's continually making the search experience better, because now that we have millions of clips, being able to find what you're looking for is important, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now with Audio Blocks, we created a very unique search interface. Basically, you go there right now. You start by kind of picking your mood. So are you looking for cinematic, upbeat, dramatic? And you click a mood. Then you can click on instruments.
You got a new customer already.
Dude, you can even select beats per minute. You can say the length of the song, and then you click a button that says find it. And it goes through our entire library and whittles down to exactly what you've defined. And so that's, you know, that's great, because otherwise, how do you listen to 200,000 songs to find what you want?
Oh no, that's part of the problem. No, I can see it now. You can choose tempo, genres, duration. See, duration is really helpful for me, especially when you're like, "Hey, client, I'll make you a 90-second video. Hey, find a 90-second clip that we can use."
Exactly. No, it's totally. And that's, I mean, I think that's one of the overarching reasons we created Video Blocks, was to help content creators focus on their narrative, right? So whatever you're shooting, whether it's the surf, you know, the surf championships, you've got your narrative, you've got your, you know, focus. You don't want to spend a ton of time having to find music and find stock content. We try to make it as easy and cheap as possible, because we realize that we're not the main show, right? Like, we are there to support what you're creating.
You're a resource, and you're creating resources for people, which I absolutely love. You are creating resources for people to live the drone life if they want to travel and drone on. Honestly, I tonight am going to upload at least 30 clips and see what happens in the next few weeks, because this looks awesome. And I've got about 20 terabytes of footage from all over the world.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. And most of them are in 4K. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how people can really make money on stock footage, because a lot of people have difficulty really building the YouTube following for their vlogs to make money on Google AdWords to support that lifestyle. So I think that, you know, this is a great way to, again, provide resource and support that lifestyle.
Hunter, I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Now, let me ask you this. How did Video Blocks get started? Because you said you started in high school. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, or at least that was the very beginnings, right? It's changed a whole lot over the years. But basically, I was in high school in McLean, Virginia, McLean High School, and was worried about what I was going to do for a career for my life. And I didn't know if I wanted to go into business, if I wanted to go into journalism. And basically, I could not find the answers and decided it'd be really cool if there was a TV show where you would interview high-end celebrities, politicians, businessmen, like whatever walk of life, and get their advice for teens about where to go to college, what to study, internships, etc. So I approached a nonprofit in the area and said, hey, I want to go out and like interview really cool people for kids. And they were like, look, kid, like you don't know anybody, like you seem super ambitious. Here's the deal. If you can line up a week of really interesting interviews, we'll give you a budget and some camera gear and lights and we'll like do a little pilot. And so then I was like, all right, I'm going to hustle. And I ended up getting a really cool lineup in New York City with Steve Forbes, who started or who is the editor of Forbes magazine. David Neeleman, who founded JetBlue, Atusa Rubinstein, who started 17 Magazine. So like we had a really cool list. And we went to New York, we sat down, we interviewed all these people, and they gave me the green light to turn us into a show. So long story short, we did like 150 of these interviews. We had PBS distribution, so nothing big. We had no budget. But the real motivation to start VideoBlocks came when we interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh.
And I spent months. It took me like 3 or 4 months of begging, pleading, playing the, hey, I'm a kid, please give us advice card, right? And eventually Arnold Schwarzenegger's staff said, fine, please stop bothering us. Fly out to LA. He'll sit down with you and do an interview. So he flew the crew out, two camera shoot, some lights. And he had great advice. It was wonderful. But at the end of the day, the actual production value, if I'm being honest, sucked. It was very boring, right? It was just like a two-person shoot. And remember, this was intended for teenagers. And they're used to MTV. They're used to like fast action. So I sat back and I was like, how does Discovery Channel make these relatively mundane educational shows interesting? Like, how are they doing this? And I realized it was like every 3 seconds, the shot's changing. They're using helicopters. They're using transitions, effects, right? Music.
So did Arnold say, get to the choppa, and you're like, I need aerial footage. Oh, man, we need VideoBlocks.
So pretty much, right? Like pretty much he started by talking about what it was like to come over to Hollywood and be an actor. And that's when I was like, dude, this is where I'd like to start the show with an aerial shot of that Hollywood sign, which I mentioned earlier. So I went about trying to figure out how do you get an aerial shot of the Hollywood sign. And it was outrageously expensive. Outrageously expensive. And so I said, you know what, forget it. Like, I think there's more people like me that are budget conscious, but passionate about making video. I'm going to see if I can start shooting stock and selling stock. And so I was naive. And I just took a year off between high school and college. He said, hey, if I need it, I think others might need it. And I started traveling and shooting. It was just that simple.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. I am inspired by you, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm like, this is so good because
I appreciate that. You're the man.
I buy footage all the time from what is it called? Audio Jungle and videohive.net, which is all owned by it. And it's funny because I had to make a video last week before our interview. And I was like, well, I don't know how we're going to get connected with VideoBlocks, what we're going to do. So I wanted to see what was the old antiquated way. And I'll be honest with you, I spent more money on shots for that video than I could have spent on a year's worth of your content. So I'm sitting here like, man, I was so stupid. But you know what? We all make mistakes. So that being said, I think you just gained a customer for me, honestly, to become a part of VideoBlocks because I see where this is valuable. You know, even if I want to make a vlog and I want airplane shots or, I want to showcase landing into Miami Airport, you can't fly at the airport, right?
Right.
But you can fly a helicopter there and someone's probably done it and there's probably some footage there or even some ground footage. So I see that there's just endless value to this. And the fact that it's, you said $150 bucks a year annually?
Yep. That's right.
How could you go wrong? Seriously, how could you go wrong?
Well, that's what we hope. And so my goal ultimately is that anyone who signs up actually makes more money selling their stuff than they would spend buying content from us. To me, that's like the ultimate, right? Is like you're an editor who also, almost every editor also shoots, right? So how cool would it be if you could go to one company and actually make money from that company while also getting free content to use? That's kind of our goal.
That is so awesome. So where do people go to find out more about VideoBlocks?
Yeah, so if you just go to videoblocks.com, you can browse the archive, search through everything, make sure you like it, and then the sign up, the sign up form is right there, pretty prominent. Same thing for AudioBlocks, audioblocks.com. And the final property we also operate is GraphicStock, graphicstock.com. And there's a couple hundred thousand photos and design elements. So it's like buttons and icons and textures. It's really for like website designers and graphic designers, but that's a very, very popular website. So I recommend that. And then if you want to connect with me, because I love connecting with new people, you mentioned, flying as like a community.
Yeah.
If you just go to joelkentholland.com, joelkentholland.com, it forwards to my LinkedIn profile, and just connect with me on LinkedIn. That's how I keep in touch with the world.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I am going to connect with you right now, my friend. So send invitation. Awesome. Oh, how do I know you? We've done business podcasts together. I'm just going to say drone you. Boom. All right. Sir, it has been a pleasure having you on. I love your concept. It's awesome. There's so much value to it. I mean, even with AudioBlocks, like I will literally be using this for the three videos I have to create for the last 2 weeks that I've been gone while I'm going to update new stock footage to your website. So thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
My man, this has been a lot of fun. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Joel. So guys, if you are watching, check out videoblocks.com. You've heard from Joel right away. $150, 2.5 million clips. Why wouldn't you join? No, personally, I'm actually going to join. I'm not just saying that. I really am going to. I spent way too much money last week making a commercial for a doctor, and now I'm going to be using VideoBlocks. So make sure you check out videoblocks.com, audioblocks.com. But that's going to do it for us today, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Paul, and this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.